our first couple of copies of that one. And a couple of no-brainer best of the year candidates coming up after a short break. Marnie emailed us with some of her favorites, proving that great minds think alike. She requested a couple of ones that are sure to be on my top 10 list, certainly in consideration anyway, if not sure to be on there. And so we'll play a couple of those after just a couple of short messages. So stay tuned. More of the best of 2006 on Tell the Band to Go Home coming up right after this.
Hi there, this is Gary Sran, your University of Manitoba Students Union President, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5, campus and community radio from the University of Manitoba.
Hi, do you hate getting up early on Monday mornings? Would you find it easier if there was some kind of obnoxious boo to help you start your day? Tune in to Fool's Paradise Monday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on 101.5 UMFM. And let me, Darren Springer, annoy you just enough to get you out of bed. I'll be playing whatever vaguely related music suits my fancy, whether it's 60s pop, contemporary folk, or country, 50s rockabilly, or even punk and hip-hop. That's Fool's Paradise, Monday mornings from 7 to 9, right here on UMFM. Because if you had a show, I'd probably give it a whirl. Inside a limestone cave,
I found a Hi, my name is Lyle, and if you like listening to the music of the Celts, then I want to invite you to tune in to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, here on UMFM 101.5 every Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m., where we feature a mix of traditional and contemporary folk, pop, and rock music from around the world that has a Celtic edge. That's Waxy's Dargle, where you can join me to get your weekly Celtic music fix Sunday afternoons at 5 here on UMFM 101.5.
Programming on UMFM is brought to you in part by the Royal Albert Arms, home to some of the finest shows that this city has ever seen. This legendary punk bar in Winnipeg's historic Exchange District is the place to unwind on the weekend. Check myspace.com/theroyalalbert for full concert listings. The Royal Albert Arms, bringing the heavy to Winnipeg for more than 20 years.
Crumb Chris Coating. Hey, this is Jay Farr of Sunvolt. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
Come on, you old-time ramblers, and listen to my song. Please do not grow weary, I'll not detain you long. Concerning some wild cowboys who did agree to go spend a summer pleasant on the trail of the buffalo. Found myself drifting in the spring of 83, when a well-known famous drover came walking up to me. Said, how you do, young fellow? Well, how'd you like to go spend a summer pleasant on the trail of the buffalo? Well, I'd been out of work right then, to the drover I did say, going out on the buffalo road depends upon your pay. Well, if you pay good wages, transportation to and fro, think I might go with you on the hunt of the buffalo. I'll pay good wages and transportation too. You agree to work for me until the season's through. But if you do get homesick and try and run away, you starve to death out on the plane and also lose your pay. With all his flattering talking, he signed up quite a train. Some 10 or 12 in number of able-bodied men. A trip, it was a pleasant one, as we hit the westward road. Till we crossed through that old border town to the hills of Mexico. There our pleasures ended and our troubles all began. A lightning storm did hit us and made the cattle run. Got all full of stickers from the cactus that did grow. Outlaws waiting to pick us off in the hills of Mexico. Well, our working season ended and the drover would not pay. You all drank too much, you're all in debt to me. But the cowboys had not heard of such a bankrupt law. So we left that drover's bones to bleed in the hills of Mexico.
Something from Gob Iron there. I've only had this about 8 days now, and it's quickly become one of my favorite things in the world at this point. I listen to it far too often. It's called Death Songs for the Living. Cheery little record. Features Jay Farrar of Sunvolt, and that singing on that tune was Anders Parker. He's in a band called Varnaline, and holy crap, is this a good record. I'm going on record and saying guaranteed to be on my top 10 list. That's the first one. I'm telling you, nothing's going to unseat that. It would probably take a miracle. It's a good record from start to finish, and it looks weird, and the title's weird, and everything about it is a little bit weird. But it's a fine, fine record indeed. So you'll be hearing more of that and coming up. Another one that's I'm not saying this is guaranteed to be on the list, but it's a strong contender indeed. And she was one of the highlights of the Winnipeg Folk Festival this year. Nico Case, her new record is called Fox Confessor Brings the Flood. It's a fine thing. And some of her associates coming up after that who also have fine new records. So here's something from Nico Case from Fox Confessor Brings the Flood. I like this one. This one's called John Saw That Number on Taliban and Go Home.
Old John the Baptist, old John Divine, leather harness round his lie. His meat was locust and honey.
You can't find the hours. Days keep on slipping through. Avenues under construction, blocking out your sky blues. Buried beneath the letters, bills and the junk in the mail. Finding the strain to your heart from the troubles down the trail. No sign of your old haunts here. Gone with the copper crews. Pain's mind in vain remind you choices we choose to lose. Cities keep on sprawling, old towns falling too. Rain in a river of color, and it's flowing Bisbee blue, straight to you.
Bisbee blue.
Some say, will this way?
This is Alejandro Escovedo from Austin, Texas, here in Wimberley. Wimberley, that's where I live, I'm sorry. This is Alejandro Escovedo from Austin, Texas, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM Radio.
Will come when there is kids in the world on bikes, on the backs of the bikes, they are not afraid. Defiant stares, I don't care if you cover your hair, I still love you, just not in that Western way. Oh, Amsterdam, it'll be alright.
Mighty, mighty John D. Graham there from his album Full, which came out earlier this year. That was Amsterdam, a fine record from John D. His old pal, Alejandro Escovedo, before that, Deer Head on the Wall. The Boxing Mirror is the name of the record, and Alejandro definitely one of the big highlights of the Winnipeg Folk Festival this year. He's still out there, and he's sounding better than ever. I really enjoyed his show there, so good to see him back at the Folk Fest again. And Calexico before that, Bisbee Blue, and a band that I know many of us would love to see at the Folk Fest someday. They have a new record called Garden Ruin, and it's a bit of a different record. I'll be honest, it's not my favorite Calexico record, but I'm warming up to it indeed. It's an interesting thing, so check that out if you like. And a couple before that from the Sadies, who just keep pumping them out. I don't know how these guys do it. They never take a day off. They're always on the road somewhere. And yet they still keep making records all the time. They put out two fabulous records this year. We heard a little instrumental thing from a soundtrack to a movie called Tales of the Rat Fink. And they put together 26 little instrumental tracks for this and named each one of them after one of their favorite venues to play in North America. And we heard the salute to our favorite music venue, I think. The Times Change there before that. What else? We heard the Sadies along with Nico Case singing a Roger Miller tune called Jason Fleming, and that is off their absolutely stellar In Concert Volume 1 double CD. And normally I'm not a huge fan of live records, but when your live record is this damn good and features as many special guests as this one does. I mean, it features just about everybody. Blue Radio, Heavy Trash, Kelly Hogan, Gary Lewis of the Jayhawks, who else? I don't know. It's just nonstop guests and fun on this record. They do a bunch of covers and all kinds of interesting things. So if you don't have that, that is one you might want to ask Santa Claus for, as is the Nico Case record, Fox Confessor Brings the Flood. We heard John Saw That Number. And I guess that was pretty much it for that set. Here's a lady I was listening to today on the way over. She was on my top 10 of the year list last year with her fine record, Geronimo, Quickly after that, early this year, she released a live record called North American Ghost Music, and we'll hear something off that. And then after that, later on in the year, she released a great EP along with Charlie Sexton, and we'll hear something off that. Her name is Shannon McNally. She is absolutely fantastic. And so let's hear something off the live record. This is Down and Dirty.
Don't you not love me when you're down and dirty? this creation all I wish for.
Together, Ernie, we've never done that.
What are we doing now?
This is a show.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go. You go. I'll go. This is Allison Moore. This is Steve Earle.
Yeah.
And then we'll do that together.
And are you listening to? That's the name of the show.
That's right.
Okay.
Hi, this is Alice.
Sorry.
Hi, this is Allison Moore.
And I'm Steve Earle.
And you're listening to
the show. This show is called
Tell the Band to Go Home. On 101.5
UMFM.
Get in sync with me.
We're in sync.
Goodbye, so long, fair weather. This time I'm gone forever. I should have seen it coming from a mile away. I wasn't counting on a rainy day. Soon as I could swear the sky was falling down, you were out of there before it hit the ground. Get out of town. Goodbye, so long, farewell.
up thinking by mistake, couldn't look you in the eye. Stay the night there, but your breath was much too sweet, your arms too tight around me, your body too
This is Jess Klein, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
I was hoping on something that never could be, hoping that he'd give a damn about me, and willing to do anything to believe, hoping on something that never could be. I was running with blinders and carrying knives, endangered my body and both of our lives, like I had no need to survive, running with blinders and carrying knives. When will we see it ain't love if it ain't free? Terrified, governor's bored. Freedom's for rich people, fighting's for poor. Dying to settle some billionaire's score. Soldiers are terrified, governor's bored. Running around with a glint in our eyes. To know how to fly.
or when the world just takes you by surprise, force you to witness an angry wave rise. So much to see when you've just cracked your eyes. But once they're open, you can't put them back. No, no, you'll never make up for all that you lack. Just put down the armor and follow the path. Cause once it's open, you can't put it back. When will we see? It ain't love if it ain't.
That is Jess Klein rocking us to pretty much a conclusion there. She's got a new record called City Garden, and it's kind of a mix of kind of very stripped down, simple acoustic stuff and a couple of all out sort of rocking moments like that. That's Real Live Love there from Jess Klein. Before that, Melissa McClellan from her fine, fine, fine record this year, Thumbelina's Last Stand. You Know I Love You, Baby, and I'm hoping that she'll be in town on December the 23rd, I forget what it is, when Luke Doucette plays at the High and Lonesome Club. Before that, Cat Power from her album The Greatest, a little bit of hipster action for you there, Living Proof. Alison Moore from Fairweather from her album Getting Somewhere, of course, produced by her new husband Steve Earle. They were at the Winnipeg Folk Fest this year together. Garrison Starr in there, Pretending. She's got a new record out, and she used to open up for Steve Earle before Allison got the job, I guess. And a couple from Shannon McNally starting us off. One with Charlie Sexton called When We Were Younger. And before that, something from her live record, Down and Dirty was the name of the track. And those are just some of the best of 2006. I got tons more to go through next week and the week after and whatever. If during the week you think of something that I should play or that should be on your top 10 list, or if you want to send in your top 10 list like Allison was nice enough to do. Hi, Allison. I hope you're doing well. Just send it to Jeff at telltheband2gohome.com, and we'll put it up on the website eventually, and hopefully I'll get all mine done this week, and I hope to have my copies of the Best of 2006 CD to give away next Sunday, so tune in for that, and tune in for Steel Belted Free Range Radio Thursday, 6:30 to 8 with KK and T-Bar and me. And I think that's pretty much all we got. We got to tell you to stay tuned for the Bluegrass Guy on Sunday Drive and all of our great shows here on UMFM. Check us out, umfm.com. My website, of course, is telltheband2gohome.com. And thank you very much for being here. See you next week.